Well, it's not clear how Donald Trump's administration will affect gay people, but some same-sex parents are taking legal action right now to protect their rights involving their children. David Hyde with KUOW's politics team has the story from West Seattle.
Jen Moffitt Sather's son, Ollie, is 3 years old, and on this winter morning, he's been out hunting for puddles.
Did you throw big, huge rocks into the puddles?
Huge. Very huge.
How big was the splash?
So big.
Jen's married to Megan Moffitt Sather.
We've been together for about 14 years, and right now we're going through the process of adopting, having Meg adopt our daughter. She's our second child.
Their daughter's name is Winslow. She's about 6 months old. Jen's her biological mom, and Megan is not. And in the current political climate, Megan's afraid that her rights as a parent might not be recognized, that at some point in the future, a hospital in some other state, for example,
could take away my rights to care for my family. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. So we go through this adoption process.
The process is called second parent adoption. And the first step is to hire a social worker to visit your home.
I have to go through something that I think is actually humiliating. I have to pay somebody to come into my home and to judge, to look at me and look at my finances and look at my medical history and judge whether or not I should be able to be the parent to my own child. It's humiliating and it's deeply painful.
And when that's done,
I have to hire an attorney. I have to go to court and I have to stand before a judge and pledge to take care of my child and tell them I understand the right and responsibility of making this child mine permanently when the child is already mine permanently.
Jill DiZicco is the social worker this family's hired. DiZicco says since the election, she's seen a spike in phone calls from parents in same-sex marriages looking to adopt their own children.
And I really, over, I would say, the last 3 years had not received any calls.
DiZicco feels deeply conflicted about her role in making second parent adoptions possible.
So I'm really looking for a parent-child bond. And really, frankly, in the case of most same-sex couples, it's ridiculous because people have been a family from the get-go. I mean, they've been a family since prior to conception.
That said, DiZicco believes parents ought to move forward with the process. She's done it herself with all of her kids, and yet even she worries about a future where
I could not make the medical decisions for my own child, a child that I have parented since I watched him being born. And that, to me, just is, I just want people to understand that.
It's not clear yet what the next administration's policies on LGBTQ rights will be. Some pundits and activists think Trump may be relatively supportive for a Republican president. But for DiZicco and parents like her, the uncertainty this year is unnerving.
And not knowing what is going to happen just scares me. I have never been afraid before in this country. I mean, there are things that have certainly frightened me, but I have never felt the fear that I feel now.
Jen Moffitt Sather feels the same way about her kids.
Their life is in our hands, and we're going to shape the way they experience the world. And to have this additional question of wondering, you know, if we travel, what might happen? To have that feeling that people might be against us instead of for us as a unit, it's stressful.
University of Washington law professor Peter Nicholas is a lot less worried that same-sex parents will actually have their rights challenged if they go through the second parent adoption process. Nicholas advises people who are non-biological parents to get that done in any case, regardless of who's going to be the next president. In West Seattle, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.
Over the next few months, KUOW will look at what the Trump administration means for the Puget Sound region.